A young man is dead after a police-involved shooting in Anchorage Tuesday evening. Police Chief Chris Talley spoke at a short press conference 2 hours after the incident. According to law enforcement, it started with a call about a robbery at an East Anchorage Home Depot. Talley says the suspect, 23-year-old Benjamin Zakovich, was armed with several hatchets and axes when officers confronted him behind the store.
Ignoring commands, the suspect threw some of the weapons at officers and then advanced at the officers with at least one hatchet in his hand. In defense of their own lives, two officers fired.
In keeping with the department's policy, the officers will remain on administrative leave for 4 days, after which time their names will be released. Talley says Zakovich was white and died after being transported to a nearby hospital. The shooting comes amid a chaotic few days that have seen national outrage over officer-involved shootings and an assault on police in Dallas. Talley was one of the several local leaders who spoke during a Black Lives Matter rally in Anchorage last Friday and says the department is adamant about maintaining a good dialogue with residents.
We're extremely concerned about the community and above all about our own officers. And we want the public to be informed whenever an incident like this involving one of our officers occurs in the community.
The shooting will be investigated by the state's Office of Special Prosecutions to assess whether the two officers were justified in using deadly force. This is at least the fourth officer-involved shooting in Alaska in 2016, including incidents in Barrow and Wasilla, as well as another in Anchorage exactly 6 months earlier on January 12th.